Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
My God has blessed us one more time to come before you. I'm very excited to have this opportunity on this Friday afternoon. Truly, when we're talking about sports, we're talking about a weekend of football actually started last night, and we're going to talk about some action that happened last night. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Balling with the Doc. You may ask yourself, why do I need to check this show out, Doc? Because Balling with the Doc is the sports talk show with swag, and we love to say Subway at an aggressive grind to make sure we bring sports at its best. We want to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Rosa D. Smith, and we talk about Balling with the Doc. Also, if you want to check us out on the web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can email the show at WBSW Internet Talk Radio@gmail.com. You put the 22. I'm sorry, I omitted that. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio, number 22, gmail.com. You also can catch us on Twitter. You can tweet the show at Balling in the Doc, _Internet_Talk_Radio, at the Smith Way Production, and also on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDiBertoSmith. And we're excited about Instagram. We have 2 channels that most of the time we're running 2 shows from, but today we're only using one device to run that show. That's because we're partnering with one of our cool sponsors. Partners, not just being a part of the show, but and sponsoring things, but we have many of the members of this organization join us as co-hosts from time to time, along with other members of the Blue and White family and the Divine Nine. We're partners with Zeta Phi Sigma Greenbow with the number 10. It's the hell of the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. So thank you so much for having the opportunity to partner with you. We also want to give a shout out to our many sponsors. We're going to give a shout out to the team members of WBSW Internet Radio. They're all about making sure they play a major part, not just giving. They give so much time, but they also give other resources so they can be a part of it. So we give a shout out to each of the team members on each of our 9 shows that we have. We also want to give a shout out to TriStat LLC consulting firm out of Selma, Alabama. If you want some consulting need on writing grants, consulting need for your city or municipality, get with Mr. William Scott. And he can share some awesome things with you because it's always good to be able to get with someone who can help you be the best you can be in writing grants or improving on your entrepreneurship. So it's important. So we thank Mr. William Scott for being a part of it. So we are really excited about partnering with TriStat LLC. And we would like for you to give him a shout out. I'm quickly trying to stroll through and have that number right before you, but you know we will do that. And his number, you can give him a call at, and if you want some consulting work done, it's 334-320-5438. 334-320-5438. Also, again, we want to give a shout out to those brothers of 587 because they're also sponsors of a lot of our trips, a lot of our gift cards and vouchers. So Those brothers are Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Real excited about having the opportunity to partner with them. And also with L and T, that's Lawn Service out of Crenshaw County. And you can give a shout out to the owner, Tony, one of our co-hosts, Touchdown Stalwart. Give him a shout out. He can provide you with your lawn service. And his number, if to contact him, is 334-300-7401. So those of our sponsors, we have to give them the shout out. We're talking about sports at this opportunity. This show is titled is Play Like a Champion Part 2. We did Part 1 on our Wednesday night show. We wanted to come back and do Part 2 and talk about some things that occurred since our Wednesday night, not this past Wednesday, but the previous Wednesday. So we're really excited. We also want you to know that you can get our show on demand if you just type in on Google search WVSW Radio, the internet station number one, and it'll take you to Blog Talk Radio, and we have a total of 573 episodes. We're really excited about being able to bring those. This is our five-year anniversary. We started in 2017 in the month of September, so we are saying happy anniversary to us in this year, our fifth year anniversary. So God is so good. He's blessing. Also, we want to share with you that WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 33 countries. So we have an opportunity to get the word out. So if you have something that you want to share, we are interacting. We want you to be a part of. We want you to jump in and communicate by calling in. We gave you the call-out number. I'll give it to you again. Also, we have giveaways. I mentioned that these organizations, Ticker Tri-Stat, LLC consulting firm, gives away many of our prizes, play a major part. We have many trips. Matter of fact, we have for Thanksgiving, our focus is trying to raffle off or have available through our raffle a four-day and three-night trip to Las Vegas. That's for Thanksgiving. Then for Christmas, we want to just give back to you. We got a six-day, five-night trip to Cancun, Mexico. So that's why we're really excited. We're really excited. He also, as a sponsor, he said that there's an organization, well, as a matter of fact, because the Phi Beta Sigma is having a holiday celebration on December the 10th from 7 to 11 at the Butler County Fairground in Greenville, Alabama. Is to dress to impress, no athletic aware, attire, if you want to say. And the cost of it is $25 for general admission in advance and $40 at the door. If you want to get a VIP, that's additional money, but you need to make sure you call, and you can call. That's the Z Squad Foundation at 334-301-8775. Again, 334-301-8775. That's the Z Squad Foundation. This foundation is partners with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and they work as an auxiliary with them that they give away scholarships. They're there to support the operations and the duties of this organization. So check with them. That's the holiday celebration sponsored by the Z-Squad Foundation. And those brothers are Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity out of Greenville, Alabama. And the number again is 334-301-8775. And I tell you, you got a great opportunity. Now, we want you to be able to register for those trips I just mentioned in the giveaway. You can do that by sending me your name. A transactional means pretty much a Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle to LorenzaBSmith@gmail.com. Send a name along with a Cash App or PayPal or Venmo or Zelle, which is a transactional means, to Lorenza D. Smith at Gmail. I'm sorry, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And then we want to make sure you receive an opportunity for the giveaway. But we also give away love offers. So when you send us that transaction, I mean, expect to receive something from time to time from WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and to make it help you financially to some sense. It is good to be able to come forth before you today because I'm excited because it's football season. We're in the ninth week of football season. There have been some outstanding football being played. And there are some awesome games planned for tomorrow. And, again, our title is Play Like a Champion. And that's part two. Now, our big focus we're going to start, we've got several areas we start off. We got called our segment. In our first block, we're going to focus on Coach Corner. And this is dealing with the firing of Auburn head football coach Brian Harsoul. And we just wanted to kind of talk about that. You know, we can go into detail about his record and how it was, but I think this started rolling really a year ago. And I said even when he was hired, I think it was questioned by a lot of the fans and the supporters of Auburn University whether or not this individual could come into this kind of setting. See, this setting is where you in the state with a true juggernaut, and that's the University of Alabama. And everybody that are supporting Auburn wants to be competing at a high level. So when he was hired, that was some step back. Just let's see how it goes. But we're not going to give him much rope. So they didn't give him much rope because they ended this. They ended this on Monday. They fired Brian Harsoul and moved toward paying his payout because the record was really not doing well even this season. It was 3-6, and a couple games they had a chance to win. But when we talk about teams that are going through a transition, when coaches is kind of put on a hot seat. And Coach Harsoul was put on a hot seat back in February of this year when there was talks about firing him then, and there was some discussion even at the spring meeting down in Destin. They was down there trying to see what was going to be happening and how he felt. He took him a vacation before he went down to Destin, Florida. He took a vacation and went down there, and he was like, whatever you're going to do, you're going to do. So in the same process, players start fleeting, went into flight and left the program. Coaches left the program, and it was like he had to start all over again. So this was seemed to be destined for him. And unfortunately, it came to fruition the other day when he was given the pink slip to leave with around 15 million, but negotiable. So we look forward to see the direction of the program. Now, right now, the interim head coach is one of Auburn well-known player in Cadillac Williams. Cadillac was on staff. He was a running backs coach on the offensive side, working with the coordinator with the running game as well. And he's now been named interim coach. Well, what's so special about this is something is really important. Now, if you look throughout your blue bloods in the Southeastern Conference, there's a rarity that you will see an African-American as head coach. Vanderbilt there was a young man, but he left and went to Penn State. But the truth of the matter, this is a first time in history making, even as a interim coach. Cadillac Williams, the running back that played there 3 years when he got drafted, played several years, 10 years in the NFL. Now he's in the coaching arena, and now he's now the interim coach. The schedule have about 4 more games to go on it, and that includes your arch rival. So we'll kind of see what direction. But in the process, there's been top candidates already been put out, their names been put out. We're going to run through a few of those top candidates that names been put out there. One particular young man who's over at Ole Miss, the head coach of that Lane Kiffin. He's been put out as a possibility as a replacement for Brian Harsel at Auburn University, along with several other names. You have Hugh Freeze of Liberty University. Liberty had really come on the scene, who started out as club football team. Now they're playing at the FCS level, so moving toward the FBS. Now you say, what are the football bowl series division? Is all your group of, your power five teams. Your football championship subdivision is all about your division 1AA teams. Your group of, not even group of, group of five is up there with the FBS. But your teams that are not playing on that level of division one, they're playing with division 1AA. So those are where Liberty worked his way, non-competitive, had big wins last year. The quarterback they had that once was at Auburn that transferred, played up there. Malik Willis transferred to Liberty. They had an excellent 2 years. He moved on into the NFL, playing in the NFL. So that's a big shot. So that Hugh Freeze would be another candidate for the Auburn job. Another candidate would be a young man who's really impacting the Southwest Athletic Conference along with historical black colleges and universities. Coach Deion Sanders at Jackson State University, name has been mentioned as one of the possible candidates for Auburn University. So if this selection is made, this is truly will be the groundbreaking point of history where we will infiltrate a lot of our groovers in the Southeastern Conference to play at the high level and have an African-American head football coach. So Deion Sanders is another name out of Jackson State University being mentioned in the realm of possible candidates. We also have Alabama offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien being mentioned now. Yes, he's working with some of the best and outstanding athletes there is. He was head coach in the NFL. He was under Bill Belichick, all of those. So he's another one that's being mentioned in this realm of who were the possible coaches. You also have Kentucky head football coach Mark Stoops. Now, Kentucky is doing real well, but also Mark Stoops knows the opportunity to come to him to get at Auburn and be able to take it to another level. I think he will jump at that opportunity. And this year his team is doing well. Last year they done well. And they continue to rise to the occasion. Matt Rule is a coach out of he's out of Baylor. Had an opportunity to go to the NFL. He took the job at the Carolina Panthers, but he was non-renewed after last year. So those are the names that you look to see as given an opportunity as candidates, because they're gonna weave it down to one or two candidates, and they'll make their selection by December, because that's when you need to have a head coach in place to deal with recruiting from December up until February, which is that time, and also get acquainted with your team. So we'll look to see how that happens. And the season will be pretty much over for all of these teams here. Most of them will not be playing at the level of the college football playoff. All right, let's move to discussing the college football playoff top 10 as of week 9. And you have in line at number 1 when the college playoff ranking came out. It's actually week 1 for the college football playoff ranking. This determines the final four who will be playing in the championship game or series of four series, championship series, the four teams that will make will be playing in the 31st of December and then complete 10 days later. We have the ranking as of Tuesday night, because that's when the committee met, and this committee decides the team on different criteria. You had at number one Tennessee, who's at this time with a record of 8-0, major win over Texas A&M, along with a major win over the University of Alabama. You have number two, which is Ohio State. Ohio State have just really put a tough strain on teams they're playing and beat them, that they've been at that round, nurturing round, even with the AP and the coaches poll, which comes out at the beginning of the year. Now we're in the college football playoff poll. You have them number two. And after them is University of Georgia, the 2021 season, but they played the game in 2022, the championship game, the national champions of college football, and they'll be ranked number three. But excited about what's going to happen, and we're going to talk about this weekend, some of the games that must see the weekend, how it will affect the college football playoffs. Number four is Clemson. You have Clemson University ranked in the top four with an undefeated record of 8-0. Number five is the University of Michigan. They are the fifth-ranked team in its college football playoff, and it should one of those teams lose up in front of them, they could be the first one to move up. And they will get an opportunity before they play Ohio State, because you have Tennessee and Georgia. That is, and I feel even though that team, those teams are ranked 1 and 3, those other teams may fall behind those teams, but they will not fall out. Whoever went between Tennessee and Georgia will vault to number one, and then it will be a cycle of moving up Ohio State and Clemson and possibly Michigan, because those teams are undefeated. So let's keep that in mind. Then at number six, I didn't say University of Alabama is at number six. They are ranked number six. Still got an opportunity to get to the college football playoff, because they have the only losses to the University of Tennessee is in the SEC, but it's on the Eastern Division. So if they win all of the West, the rest of the games, they have three more games to play in the West, and then move forward to the college, meaning the SEC championship as representative of the West, University of Alabama we're talking about, they'll get a chance to take on either Tennessee, whoever wins this game on Saturday, out of Tennessee and Georgia, in the championship game. And if they win the championship game, they're automatically in the tournament because they won that conference and they still was ranked in the top six. Number seven is TCU, Texas Christian University. They are coming to play. They're playing pretty strong. They have an awesome schedule and been very successful. So we have to consider Texas Christian University that eventually can move up in that top four. Let's move to the college football playoff Final Four prediction. And this is my own opinion, and I just mentioned the route that some of them can take. There's a possibility there could be two SEC teams in the Final Four, and I know everybody tired of seeing that, but it is what it is. You know, don't talk about what you like to see them excluded from them. You like to see them continue to get better and you catch up with them. That's what we actually do. So my prediction is that in the Final Four, you would have possibly ranked as the number one team in the college football playoff would be Ohio State, because Ohio State will beat, I feel, Michigan. That's the way I feel. That's my prediction. and with the laws, Michigan, because of their schedule, would fall completely out of that top four. Then you have the winner of the Tennessee and Georgia. If it's Tennessee or Georgia, it's a good chance they will play. Either one of them is going to play in there and have additional loss to go to the championship game, either go to the playoff, because if they lose to the Western champion, Alabama, it's the only route. You'll have possibly two teams. You'll have the SEC champion, which is just playing a scenario here, that it'll be Alabama to win it, and then Tennessee or Georgia. But if Georgia beat Tennessee, they will be in it. If Tennessee beat Georgia, they will be in it, even if they lose to Alabama. So those are three teams. And the final team who's going to squeak in there is Clemson. Those are the top four I'm predicting in the college football playoff. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Actually, your location, then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. We talk about sports on its highest level. That's Balling with the Doc, and our title for today's show is Play Like a Champion, Part 2. We want to give a shout-out to Hazer Ware Greek. Thank you so much. Miss Bush, EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated. Then we have Brother Darrell Baker, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Incorporated, Epsilon Beta Sigma Chapter. And we have April Denise Whitehead that's joining us as well. So we look to have a complete awesome time, but we want you to, you know, not only just go and be online and watch and listen, we can let you type your comments. What do you think about sports? What happened in your neighborhood? I need to know what's going on. If not, you can call into the call-in number and be a part of the show as well. We're going to move to our must-see football games in the Power Five, as well as the FCS Division Two must-see game. We're going to talk pretty much about the Power Five in this block. Week 9, the game that everybody will be glued to the television this weekend, whether you're a fan of the team or not, or the teams or not, at 2:30, 3:30 Eastern. You have number one Tennessee taking on number three Georgia in Athens between the hedges. So it looks to be an awesome game. I believe it's going to come down to a little closer. It won't be who's scoring those points. I think to win the game will be the most points. Let's make sure. But where there'll be a whole lot of points scored on offense, I just think that it'll be a little bit closer. And even though Alabama played Tennessee and lost the score 52-49, I believe Georgia and Kirby Smart will have an answer that will slow that scoring down, and he'll be able to ground and pound on that team, and I think Georgia will come out in the end. That's just my opinion. Number four, Clemson, will be taking on Notre Dame. Even though Notre Dame is out of rank and they have three losses, we can say that the men from the Gold Dome will give Clemson all they can ask for. There's a good chance Clemson could go down this weekend, and that will start allowing the team behind them to creep up and move closer to getting in the Final Four. And I feel like because their play hadn't been that great, and I'm talking about Clemson University, and Notre Dame has the players to play at the level, but they're tinkering on a new coach, even though he's been there, but a new coach being the first black African-American head coach at Notre Dame, or University of Notre Dame, however you want to say it. So we want to see how that's going to be, see if he's going to have a plan to pull off this upset of Clemson. And the next must-see game is number six, Alabama, taking on number 10 LSU down in Death Valley. It's going to be a one to watch at 6 o'clock, which is 7 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock p.m., and you'll get a chance, which is Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock time. You get a chance to see whether the explosiveness of Alabama and see can they put it all together to go against LSU, who have seemed to kind of hit a stride to be very competitive. So we'll see how that turned out. And that's LSU at home taking on visitors, the University of Alabama. It's number 6, Alabama, against number 10, LSU. And the last game the must see is Texas, number 24, versus 13, Kansas State. Carson Martinez is quarterback at Kansas State. And this could be an exciting game, I believe. This is going to be a lot of excitement. And it is that 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock hour. We can check them out. So those are the college, the corner in our first block. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Actually, location, then you can chat with Dr. Lloyd B. Smith about Play Like a Champion Part 2. Block 2, we're going to focus on the historical black colleges and universities. This is a spotlight. We're going to start with what was an exciting weekend last weekend, and we're going to talk about both settings. We had ESPN game day to travel to Jackson State University, the first time to a historical black college and university that game day has came and broadcast from there. And we applaud the city of Jackson and Jackson State University for reaching to a level where they want to come there. They were there for the Jackson State homecoming against Southern. And it was an awesome ball game. But the pageantry, we asked, what effect is that? What impact will that be where ESPN have chosen to divert from their schedule they have to come down to Jackson State, which they did that last weekend. Jackson State won the game. It was exciting to have that opportunity. So we're really excited about being there and having a chance to be a part. We're going to have a shout out to a couple of individuals. We have Shanita Arrington Mitchell joining us, along with our brother of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, Fraternity Incorporated, the director of social action. That's Brother Marvin Lala Smith. He said, "What up, frat? It's you. It's all up. We'll give you a shout, my brother. Keep doing it. Blue Five, make it do what it do. Thank you." I want to give a shout out for, he's one of our co-hosts on, truly one of our co-hosts on our Talking Sports Plus Prime Time, is Brother Marvin Smith. I will say coach because he's coaching and officiating. And a entrepreneur, him and his wife down in Georgiana, Mary Ruth Restaurant. I tell you, I've been there several times. The Southern Coast team there is awesome. And I'll travel whatever 80 miles, 60, 70 miles to get there. It's been awesome. So Brother Marvin, you and Sarah, Pastor Katrina Roper Smith, keep doing what y'all doing. You received an award recently, and that's awesome from the Greenville representatives about what you are doing at Mary Ruth Restaurant. Located 106 Highway, Highway 106. Let me get it right, Marvin. 106 Highway West, or either Highway 106 West, Georgiana, Alabama. Let's make sure we get that. As I said, Marvin's our social action director of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter. He's mentioned he's on his way to first round of the playoff. He's calling the game tonight. Man, make it work. Be safe. Our prayers are also on that road. And I want to give a shout out to Jacqueline Davidson. She's joining us well down at the McKenzie. And Kenyon and George, they are always in the arrival. So Brother Marvin's down. Matter of fact, I want to give a shout out to his establishment for feeding the young men of the football team at Georgiana High School this the other day. I think maybe yesterday. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. Open your facility to help the young people. That's what it's all about. But Brother Marvin is also, as I said, Director of Social Action. There's two projects that Brother Marvin and the committee with the fraternity will be doing down in Butler County. One is on December 1st, we're going to be giving blankets away to the resident of the nursing home down in Georgiana, along with Greenville and McKenzie. We're going to make sure they be available. So if you know someone that we can get it to, we'll make sure that you can put it in their hand. These are full blankets. And this is from Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Along with, on the 10th, we have our holiday celebration. Our event coordinator, Brother DJ Darrell E. with the E Train. Our entertainer for the night. He's also our event coordinator, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And then on the 17th, we will be feeding 100 people. The doors of Mary Ruth Restaurant will open up at 8 o'clock. You can go down there. And see, I'm not off track because I want to talk about this because these individuals are sponsors and supporting what we're doing. At 8, from 8 to 11, meals, you come in, you don't have to have no money. The Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma are going to take, along with Mary Ruth, we're going to take care of the cost of the meals. You can come there and get your breakfast and brunch, you want to call it, and it'll be free. And we also will be giving away toys for tots and bikes, part of our giveaway during Christmas to needy families. So we give a shout out to the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, by Director of Social Action. We'll give a shout out to Brother Marvin Lala Smith as he's on the way to call the playoff game. Let's get back to our historical Black college movement. We're talking truly about the SWAC and what impact that game day had coming to Jackson, but besides the impact that Jackson State is having on the SWAC as well as the historical Black college and Coach Prime Time, Deion Sanders, the impact he's having on the historical Black college and university conferences is truly, truly exciting. It's an exciting time to be in the historical Black colleges and university conferences because we're getting the light brought to our conferences to see our players play and see them compete at a high level, but open the door so they can move forward to a possibility of playing at the next level. So we'll give a shout out to Coach Sanders for being a ambassador for the historical Black colleges and universities, making sure, you know, we can come together and then making sure the limelight is for all of us. So we give a shout out. And that's the impact of Coach Deion Sanders in the historical Black colleges and universities, and especially in the SWAC. We're getting some more, you know, excitement brought to the campus, starting again with the game day. Yes, baby. And it wasn't recorded. It was live from 8 that morning to 11 o'clock. But it was out on campus of Jackson State University, really supporting that. The next thing we want to focus on is in regards to Deion being considered as a coach at Auburn University. He was interviewed. They asked him. They said that, Deion, what about those Tigers? Are you interested in going to the Tigers? And he responded. He said, and they asked, had you heard from Auburn University? He said, I heard from the Tigers. And he said, the Jackson State Tigers. So it was good. He handled that well. We'll give a shout out. And we don't know how it's going to come into play later on, but we applaud the recognition that he's getting out of a SWAC school, but out of a historical Black college and university. We give a shout out to Vishon Tucker. Thank you, Vishon, for joining us. and being a part of this. We want to talk and share some things about the power ranking of the historical black colleges and universities. This block, we're talking about historical black colleges and universities, the spotlight. And the ranking stands like at this point, Jackson State 8-0 is number one, FAMU 6-2 at number two, North Carolina A&T 5-3 is number three, Southern University 5-3 is number four, North Carolina Central 6-2, Prairie View, they're number five, North Carolina Central. Number six is Prairie View A&M University, 3-3. Number seven is a leap from 12 to seven. That's Alabama State University, 5-3, 3-3 in the conference. They're number 10. They're number seven. Number eight is Texas Southern. They're 4-4, 3-2 in the conference. Howard is number nine. They're 3-5, 2-0 in their conference, which is the MEAC, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. They have number 10, Alabama A&M, 3-6, 3 in the conference. They played last night and lost to Mississippi Valley. Number 11 is South Carolina State. They're 3-5, 1-1, projected to be a competitive team in that MEAC, and they have fallen on tough time. Hamilton is number 12. They're 4-4. Morgan State is number 13. This is the power ranking for the historical black colleges and universities. They're 13-3-5. And Delaware State is 4-4, and they're ranked 14. So those are the ranking, the power ranking for the historical black colleges and university football. We also want to see some must-see game this weekend. But before we talk about the must-see game, we're going to talk about the game that happened, the 81st McDonald's Magic City Classic up in Birmingham this past weekend. It was truly an exciting game. I had an opportunity to go there not only to put my meat in the seat, but see some of the festivity and the pageantry. You had, at the time, the ranking was number 11, Alabama State, taking on number 12, Alabama A&M. And the game was truly, truly back and forth. Alabama A&M, well, Alabama State scored with a 3-0. Alabama A&M scored 14 points. And the game ended up at halftime 14-3. Come back the second half, Alabama State scored 2 touchdowns to make it 17-14 in the third quarter with about 8 minutes to go in the game. In the third quarter. Then you had Alabama A&M drive down and kick a field goal and tie the game up. So in the fourth quarter, and it got down to the last 3 minutes, Alabama State was able to drive down the field and score and go up 17. And Alabama A&M had the ball with the last minute on the clock and down on by the 8-yard line going in to score and threw a pass on fourth down and the young man fell and the clock ran out. So we congratulate Alabama State University for ending a four-game Magic City classic drought. Four games. That victory with 24-17 over Alabama A&M allowed these individuals to excel at the highest level. Red shirt sophomore quarterback D. Davis completed 11 of 25 passes for 140 yards, a pair of touchdowns, and he had one interception. Davis was named Offensive Player of the Game. Then we had Cotton Adams, some people said Colton Adams, racked up 15 tackles, 7 solo to anchor the defense, and led him to be named Defensive Player of the Game. So congratulations to Alabama State University for ending that drought, but winning their first Magic City Classic game in 5 years. So congratulations to you all. hope this can continue on with the streak in Alabama State favor. So we give a shout out to Coach Robinson, Eddie Robinson over there, and the team and the community at Alabama State University for the things you are doing and excelling at a level that's high that move your ranking from number 11 to number 7 in the power level. So congratulations. We'll give a shout out to Miss Silver, number 1. We'll give a wave, not only a shout out, a wave to her. Thank you, Miss Silver, number 1. Games that are truly important to talk about and look into coming up here this weekend. There are some exciting games. You have number 11, South Carolina State, taking on number 14, Delaware State. You have a number 9, Howard, taking on number 5, North Carolina Central University. Number 2, FAMU, taking on Southern University. And Alcorn will be taking on number 6, Prairie View, this weekend. Those are must-see games. Also, we want to talk about some predictions for each of the conferences. You know, we didn't go into detail about the Southwest Appalachian Conference, which is the SWAC, or the MEAC, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. We want to talk about the possible teams to win that conferences, those two conferences of the Historical Black College, the FCS conferences. And on the MEAC side, our prediction is that North Carolina Central University will pull out the championship for the MEAC, and they can be moving to the Celebration Bowl that comes up, will be played between the MEAC and the SWAC in Atlanta in December. And for the situation in the SWAC, you have in the East Division, you have Jackson State at 6-0. And in the West, you have Prairie View at 4-1. So those two are leading. So if that holds true, that will be a competitive game in the end. So to decide who the SWAC, and our prediction is that Jackson State will win that game and take on North Carolina Central University up in Atlanta. And we're going to go as far as say the celebration champion for 2022 will be Jackson State University. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in and the call-in number. We have about 13 minutes. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell, actually your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith on WPSW Radio, the internet station. We're number 1. We're glad to have an opportunity to do that. This is Balling with the Doc, where we have swag and proud of it. And we're so happy to have an opportunity to talk about our title, Play Like a Champion, Part 2. Let's move to some high school spotlight. We'll start off with some rankings, and we're going to do the top 5 and 6 in some cases of each state in the southeastern part of the United States. We're going to start with the Alabama High School Athletic, their football top 5 power ranking. As of week 9, you have Thompson 7-2. You have Hoover. That was week 8. I'm sorry. Hoover 8-1. Maryland is 2, and they was 8-0 at the time. Central Phoenix City was 4, and then 7-2, and Theodore is 5. There's been a shakeup. House Thompson lost to Hoover. Maryland lost to Theodore, and Central Phoenix City won. So that's going to be a flip-flop in that, and when they post, and I'll definitely let you all know in that show who is number 1 in the power ranking. And the state of Tennessee, the power rankings look like this, and we're so glad they're running the state of Tennessee now as well, because it's important that we're able to do this. So you have in the state of Tennessee, you have Lipscomb Academy in Nashville, with a record of 8-0. Montgomery Bell Academy in Nashville, 8-0. Baylor High School with a 7-1 record. McCauley in Chattanooga, 6-2. Oakland, Murfreesboro, a 7-0 record. That's the top five in the state of Tennessee high school team on a power ranking based on max prep. We have the state of Mississippi. I want to give a shout out to those teams in Mississippi. Brandon is 7-0-1. They're ranked number one. Tupelo, they are 8-0. Ocean Springs is 8-0. Pasco is 8-0. And Clinton is 4-3. It's amazing, 4-3. But those three games they lost were to top-rated teams, so they're still in the top five of the power ranking. In the state of Georgia, we want to give a shout-out to those individuals in the state of Georgia. In their top five ranking, that's Buford, 7-0. Mill Creek is 6-1. Colquitt County is 7-0. North Cobb is 4-2. Langston Hughes in Fairbanks is 7-0. So it's a shout out to Georgia High School football top five power ranking. State of South Carolina. And give a shout out to the state of South Carolina. Dutch Fort. They are number one, and they're 7-1 in the power ranking. South Florence is 8-0. Dorman Roebuck is 8-0. Daniel in Central is 8-0. West Florence is 8-0. So you have those teams ranked in the top five for each of those states. So we're really excited about having a chance this year. One of the next things we want to make sure we touch bases on, which is really was important, is that the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star Game have some of the top recruits in the country coming out of those state high schools and will be participating in this game in December. And we want to give a shout-out to each and every one of those young men for being selected to play a major part in that. So this is our opportunity to do that because we want to make sure, and what I'm doing right now is kind of backing up some stuff. So we make sure we have each of those persons in place. Let's look at those teams that make up the top players selected for the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star Game. So we'll start with Mississippi and call out those players selected. And there's a list of them. We have about 7 minutes. Out of Jackson, reporting that the Mississippi Association of Coaches released their Magnolia State roster for the annual Mississippi-Alabama All-Star Game. The team features a great mix of seniors across Mississippi, led by quarterback Gray Hubert, the reigning 6A Mr. Football. And this game was played on the 10th down in Mobile, Alabama at the Whitney Hancock Stadium. For the state of Mississippi, we want to give a shout out to several players. Jalen Auburn out of Oak Grove. Christias Xavier out of Louisville. Quindarius Jones out of Meridian. John Slaughter out of South Haven. Cabot Flint out of Vicksburg. J.D. Kelly out of Vicksburg. Amari Ware out of Harrison Central. Gabriel Moore out of Louisville. Jamarius Brown out of Moss Point. Malika Paskey out of Oxford, Mississippi. Gavin Coleman out of Pocaskey. Cabot Bryant out of Vicksburg. Bart Edmonton out of, Ocean Spring. Ty Jones out of Bay Spring. Chris Rogers out of Corinthia. Toby Clinton out of Hattiesburg, Alice Stanford out of Oxford, Centurion Perkins out of Raleigh, Meterell Chapman out of South Panola, Jada Hollingway, Stockville, Joan Gowdy out of West Lawrence, Luke Beard out of Choctaw County, Matt Howard out of Oxford, Isaac Smith out of Iwambi AHS, J.Q. Gray out of Oak Grove. Then you have Dante Dydell out of Pataski, Jake Nard out of Madison Central, Luster Miller out of Brandon, Isaac Spencer out of Madison Central, Aiden Williams out of Richland, Jay Butler out of Scott Central. You have Luke Rogers in out of Brandon. You have Amari Smith out of Brookhaven, Griffin Burke out of Clinton, Ladarius Jordan out of Gulfport, DeQuarius White out of Holmes County Central, Malachi Freeman out of Lauren, Jeremy Flora out of Pascagoula, and Isaac Alexander out of Tupelo. Those are the members of the Mississippi All-Star team. We want to quickly run through the Alabama All-Star team because they have several players that are in that category that's making an impact. You have Ricky Gibbs out of Huey Trustville, Ja'Cory Hart out of Lotipoke, Jaleel Hurley out of Florence, T.J. McCaff out of Pinson Valley, Sylvester Smith out of Montfort, Dallas Young out of Gardendale, Seth Hamilton out of Thompson, Dakara Nelson out of Selma, Tamario Overton out of Carroll, Yohansi Pierre out of Eufaula, Jaquez Rushwall out of Carver, Montgomery. Kelby Collins out of Gardendale, Kelby Falk out of Highland Home, DeHill Ingram out of Muscle Shoals, Hunter Osborne out of Huey Trustville, James Smith out of Carver, Montgomery, Peter Wood out of Thompson. You also have Peyton Argent out of Muscle Shoals. You have Bentley Basin out of Muscle Shoals. Peyton Argent is out of Hoover. Benton Basin is out of Muscle Shoals. We get that one right. Avery Ferry out of Auburn. Wilkins Forby out of Northridge. Bradenton Joyner from Auburn. Kobe Kingdom from Mars Hill Bible. Basine Lane out of Pike Road. Raquez McElberry out of Anniston. Stanton Ramil out of Thompson. Maddox Sunderman out of Bob Jones. Colin Dunn out of Hillcrest, Tuscaloosa. Ethan Crawford out of Hillcrest, Tuscaloosa. Christian Bazing out of Briarwood Christian. Earl Wood out of Hueytown. Jeremiah Cobb out of Montgomery Catholic. Repeat that one, Jeremiah Cobb. Khalif Keith out of A.H. Parker. Drew Pickett out of Russell County. Congratulations, Drew. Connor Kelly out of Mountain Brook. Davon Dozier out of Moody. Braylon Farrington out of Calera. Harrison Knight out of Foley. Cameron Shanks out of Prattville. those individuals been recognized, and I want to make sure I didn't miss anybody. And if we did, we apologize, because I think there was one that I ended up deleting because it was at the end. And we're going to make sure we give those young men the right shout out to Mario. And I think he was in there. I'm just taking time to look through my paper, make sure I didn't miss anybody. Because Amari Thompson out of Pinson Valley, we missed him, so we will make sure we give him a shout out. So those are the ones that made the Mississippi Alabama All-Star roster that will be played on December 10th. We're at the end of our show, and I'm glad God blessed us to have an opportunity to come before you and share some things. We truly, truly want you to take time and go to WBSW Radio so you can make sure you register for the giveaways, the award trips, gift cards, vouchers, cash. Also, an opportunity to go to events. We purchase for games or major championship games. We're purchasing and buying, so we'll make sure you are able to purchase and go to it. Just get with it. This is I'm gonna say it. Tamla, I'm grateful. Tamaya, I'm grateful. Thank you so much for joining us. We just try to make sure we give away and go back to you. So register for those individuals joining us late. I need for you to register for our giveaway, WBSW Radio Giveaway. We give away trips, as I was saying, gift cards, vouchers for gas and food. We give away books. We just also will be doing some things in regards to these championship games coming up and games in the future that we will purchase, submit to, and you can win them as well. We'll have tickets for those games. And I tell you, it's been awesome. Thank you, each and everyone. I really need those individuals to join us. If you want to send your name in with your Cash App, your Venmo, or PayPal, or Zelle, one of them, just your name with one of those transactions, send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And we'll put you in the raffle. We'll put you, spin you around, put your name in there. We'll put your body in there. Put your name in our canister, and we'll spin you around, shake it up, and make sure you can win one of those awesome prizes that we have, the giveaways we have. It's been awesome. I tell you, truly, we're wrapping up. I truly love you all. It's been great. You have an awesome weekend. We got a lot of football this weekend. Put your meats in the seat and not put your meat in the seat at your house in front of your TV. Take care of yourself. Be responsible. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag truly, truly, because it's from our heart. Communicate for understanding. Communicate with love. Have love in your heart when you're talking to individuals. Hashtag we got this. It's a mindset. We're going to make it do what it do. All of these are hashtags. And hashtag one life matter. And we want you to keep that in mind. You have an awesome weekend. We'll be back on Monday with Talking Real to You, prime time at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're broadcasting. We're going to make it do what it do. We're glad to have each and every one of you all on here. But it's time to say goodbye and leave us. But before I do this and do that level of saying goodbye and tell you how I truly feel, I know y'all love you. It's from my heart. Take care of your family. Make sure you take care of yourself. We're praying for you. And as we close up, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the day and weekend. Bye.